So what does area planning mean, and how will it potentially affect our schools?
Well, area planning probably represents the most important change to education in Northern Ireland in a generation. And the area plans are designed to make our schools more sustainable by tackling the surplus places. Depending on what numbers you read, it can range anything from 60 to 80,000 places, most of which are in our primary schools. And area planning presents a significant challenge to our smaller primary schools, particularly in rural areas. And schools play an important part in the life of rural communities. And the committee wants to be sure that the full impact of change to our rural schools is understood before any decisions are taken.
And does the committee have any concerns on the area planning process so far?
Well, area planning was preceded by viability audits, and the process of viability audits did create grave concern amongst our rural schools and, in fact, schools across the piece. And this process seemed to focus heavily on school budgets and enrolment trends rather than the value added by schools. And the committee feels that this was a bad beginning, which served to fuel concerns about the robustness of the area planning process. And so in the next phase of area planning, the Education Library Boards and the Council for Catholic Maintained Schools have asked many primary schools to produce local area solutions which are designed to substantially maintain primary school provision. The problem is local schools and other stakeholders have been given limited support to develop these local solutions.
And this event tonight, why is the committee holding this event?
Well, I think the event is similar to other events that we've had. It's about listening to schools. And I think one of the complaints that we repeatedly get from people who are consulted with is that they're never listened to. And so this is one of a number of opportunities whereby schools, governors, parents and organisations can let us know what they think about area planning. And we won't try to temper or tailor their comments. They'll be reflected accurately in the response that we as a committee then will forward to the department. And the committee has invited a number of primary schools from across Northern Ireland which are involved in local area solutions. And we want to hear about their experiences and how the local area solution process could be better facilitated by the department and by the ELBs.
And what is the way forward for the committee after this event?
Well, the way forward for the committee is continuing its scrutiny of these matters. I think we have a statutory responsibility to ensure that we are involved in all the aspects of policy and procedure as far as the department is concerned. The department is to close the consultation area plans on primary schools very soon, and the committee knows and is happy to set aside as much time as is needed for this particular issue. And everybody, I think, is clear that the future of our schools is a top priority for the Education Committee. And I'm certain that we'll be spending a lot more time listening to schools, parents and representative bodies in the respective areas over not only tonight but over the coming weeks and months.